Thanks for listening to The Week on Dalal Street, the weekly podcast from Money Control, which tries to make sense of all that is happening in the stock market between Monday and Friday. I'm Santosh Nair, and help us decode the market action during the week is Anuj Singhal, Managing Editor, CNBC Awaaz. Anuj, as always, a pleasure chatting to you today.
Santosh, always good to chat with you and looking forward to this conversation.
So, Anuj, market appears to be struggling for direction as it nears its record high. What's making investors tentative?
I think two or three things, Santosh. I think the kind of statements that are coming in from Fed governors, especially Mr. Bullard, I think that's making the market a bit nervous. There's renewed fear in that maybe the rally that we had post the last US inflation data, with an assumption that the US inflation is it and that the Fed will soon put an end to its rate tightening cycle and may even start to look at decline cycle, maybe the market took that a bit too much. The rally was too fast and too sharp. That maybe is an indication or a realization rather in the US market. I think that's number one. Number two, I think if you look at what's happening with the fund flows as well, after a very smooth first half of November and last fortnight of October, the fund flows have more or less sort of dried up a bit. And also there's a lot of paper supply in from the lock-ins, which, a lot of liquidity is absorbing that supply. So in that sense, the market is not falling a lot. Even if you look at Friday's trade, the market made a stunning comeback in the last hour. So in that way, the market may not be building onto the gains, but the fact that it's not falling a lot to me is telling me that it's just the market's way of perhaps testing people's patience, perhaps removing some of the weak hands. Otherwise, by now, the market should have fallen. I think this market looks set to resume its upside, provided, of course, there's no capitulation in the US market.
Well, at the same time, Anuj, while indices have been range-bound, you're seeing the India VIX dropping below 15. Now, in the past, whenever that has happened, market has usually peaked out in the coming months. Now, the current trend, the VIX falling below 15, does that mean that investors are beginning to get a bit complacent?
No, I think that's a very important point you raise. And one thing which I forgot to actually mention in my first answer, I'll add it here, is that the Nifty might be at 18,400. The complaint that I get from people is that their portfolios are at 17,400. The last leg of rally has essentially been a large cap driven rally. You know, we haven't spoken about the kind of mid cap outperformance, the kind of small cap outperformance. On margin, every day the market breadth is negative. Even today, when the Nifty recovered sharply, the mid cap index ended down. So I think clearly that's a bit of a problem. I think on this India VIX, I think we are now approaching almost historical lows on India VIX. That makes me a bit nervous. But look, that means the market's extremely overbought. But look, the market can remain overbought for longer, like it remained oversold for so long, right? So that's okay. But the combination of VIX, mid-caps not performing, and in general, fund flows drying up, would be interesting to see. I would say that, if the market sort of defends 18,200, even despite all of this, then I think that's a bullet well dodged.
Now, so far, the narrative has been that India is relatively immune to the global slowdown. But if you look at the October exports number, in fact, it has contracted for the first time in 2 years. So this clearly shows that India cannot really be immune to what is happening in other parts of the world.
Oh, absolutely. In this world, we look, Santosh, when we say that India is decoupling or when India is sort of relatively immune, we are talking about relative performance. I make the point very clear that if the US market falls 20%, we cannot rally 20%. We may fall less. We may fall 5%. That will happen. And that will surely happen. Obviously, the exports are hurting. This demand factor, which is especially from the US, which is clearly impacting. But I think the domestic economy is very strong. So obviously that is something, and if you look at the market texture overall, you would notice that clearly the market's focus is purely on domestic consumption. The market's not given export-driven stocks any leeway at all. In fact, most of the export-driven stocks have actually underperformed. The only stocks which have done, even within sectors, if you see companies which have complete domestic exposure, say a Maruti versus a Tata Motors, you will clearly notice the difference between the preference for domestic companies compared to the ones which are exposed to the export market.
Now, Anuj, the second quarter numbers may have met market expectations, but many also feel that there's no compelling ground for an earnings upgrade. In fact, if you look through most of the analyst reports, in majority of the cases, they've actually trimmed EPS estimates for this year as well as the next. So what could be a trigger for a meaningful upside in the market from these levels?
No, I think that's a very valid point, Santosh. And, you know, this earnings recovery is acting as a bit of a mirage. You know, it's just not coming. The earnings upgrades, consistently, there have been more downgrades than upgrades. I think that's a bit of a risk which is emerging for the market. And honestly, if you ask me personally, I would say that I personally do not see any trigger for this market to have any meaningful jump beyond 18,500. Maybe if you start a build-up to the budget and you start talking about maybe some kind of stimulus from the budget, maybe that leads market higher. Maybe the Gujarat election outcome, if that's in favor of the BJP, that leads the market higher. Maybe that's a bit of a trigger. But, you know, those would be just latching on to, you know, just some hope trades more than anything else. Now, because the market is not falling, you know, you have to respect what the screen is saying. But you're absolutely right. Fundamentally, obviously, we are trading maybe now above than what we should be trading based on these numbers.
Now, Anuj, a lot of foreign money is pouring into China. If you look at the ETF trends, a section of the market also feels that Chinese equities are beginning to look cheaper compared to India. Brazil is also seeing some good inflows. So what does this mean for India, where there are already concerns about overvaluation?
No, I think that's a very valid point. In fact, that is going to be the base case. You remember last week we were discussing, last to last week, I think, that ETFs have no other option but to follow India in the BRICS countries, especially after Brazil's election. But all of a sudden, you started to see money flow into China and Brazil. And you know, the funny thing about ETFs is they follow momentum. This month, Hang Seng is up, I think, some 14 or 15%, 20%, more than 20%, 20, 25%. This month, Hang Seng alone. So obviously, when you get that kind of a momentum, money chases it. So that will happen. But I think one thing, with Santosh, which you'll appreciate is that actually our market has never really been too dependent on FI inflows over the last 2 years. Our markets have actually done best when FIs are selling, because the domestic money really takes the market forward in that case. Yes, the ETF money does drive the market higher in the near term, but that also makes the market vulnerable for very sharp declines as well. So I don't think I'll read too much into the fact that, yes, maybe on margin, China starts to catch. China has underperformed Indian market so much that, you know, Chinese market can double from here and still be an underperforming market from compared to India.
Now, moving on to sectors, Anuj, auto and FMCG were among the major underperformers during this week. Particularly in the case of auto, are you seeing any signs of trend reversal there?
I think in autos, I won't yet say trend reversal, but yes, you're right in the profile of stocks which have started to fall. Tata Motors is okay because that has got its news flow. But Mahindra and Mahindra and TVS Motor have led the correction. Why are they important? Because they were the ones which were making consistently new lifetime highs. I think this is nothing but sector rotation. I think this is a classical indicator when market reaches a saturation level. You see this. A lot of money is starting to move to IT. I think if you see what's happened between October 15 to 31, the data for November 1 to 15 is not with me. But October 15 to 31, IT saw the best month in terms of inflows over the last 10 months or so. Why is that? Simple valuation game. I think what the market is now doing is maybe making a bit of a valuation adjustment where a lot of money is moving from names like autos, maybe moving back into some names like IT.
And quite a few block deals in Nykaa and Paytm over the last few days. The stocks also saw some very sharp moves on both sides. What do you make of these deals, Anuj? And how do you see the stocks faring in the medium term? Do you see any grounds for a re-rating?
Look, if Zomato is any example, Santosh, then in Zomato, actually, the lockup opening marked the bottom of the stock. Now, I'm not saying that that's been a permanent bottom. Obviously, things will evolve. But from 45-46, Zomato moved up to 60-65. Right? In percentage terms, that's a good move. 20% move.
No, more than that.
More than 50, that.
50, almost 50%
exactly,
move.
More than that. I think in Nykaa, you already started to see that. I think you saw that in PB FinTech. My sense is, Santosh, that in a lot of these stocks, because now everyone knows it, right? And it's not that these stocks didn't know. Nykaa even prepared itself by delaying the bonus ex-date. So obviously these guys knew that this supply is going to come in the market. Everyone knew. And stock market follows a simple principle of buy the rumor, sell the news, or vice versa. So my sense is that a lot of these stocks will bottom out. Now, again, let me reiterate, this will be temporary bottom. And I'll say one more thing, Santosh. From here on, a lot of people have this habit of saying, okay, new age stocks, digital stocks and all. That's laziness. You'll have to work on, the Football World Cup is there. Will that help Zomato, for example? Nykaa is still a profit-making company. At lower level, will they be buying? I think PB FinTech maybe has reached a stage where, again, it's not a recommendation. I never recommend stocks. But PB FinTech, has it reached a stage where valuation-wise, at least, it's looking good now, considering it's a concept stocks. So I think you will see some opportunities in this space, Santosh.
And Kotak Bank finally seems to be joining the party in the banking sector, Anuj. Stock has been one of the best performers of the week. What has changed there? What is causing investors to take a liking for the stock?
Well, I am happy because last week, this was one stock that was on my radar too as a stock to watch out for in terms of ending its underperformance. I think, Santosh, what has happened is clearly people are struggling for ideas at these levels. So they're trying to look, the kind of rally that we have seen in HDFC Bank over the last 1 month or so, I think some 15% or thereabout. I think Kotak from the recent lows has rallied about 4 or 5%. I think the market is now assuming that most of the selling in HDFC Bank and Kotak is now done. And now they will start to catch up compared to, the 3-year underperformance of Kotak compared to Bank Nifty and ICICI Bank. In 3 years, Kotak, despite this week's rally, is up 20%. ICICI Bank during that period is up 180%. That's the extent of underperformance that Kotak has seen over a 3-year period. Of course, you can say, why 3-year, why not 10-year, where Kotak has still been an outperformer? Yeah, obviously, it has been. But, you go by recency bias. And in the last 3 years, it's been a clear underperformer.
Now, a lot of action we saw in rail PSU stocks as well. Is there a major re-rating underway?
I think this happened when Mr. Ramesh Damani came on CNBC TV 18 and said that there's a lot of value in railway PSUs. And after that, my colleague Nimesh had done an analysis on how a combined market cap of these companies was where it was. And majority of that was because of IRCTC. I think there's a lot of value in some of these companies. And this is what the street is realizing now. Now, is this going to be one of those compounders, just like defense turned out to be, which was Mr. Damani's last big bold call about 1 year back? I don't know about that, but it's clearly showing signs, Santosh, that... what happens is a lot of these stocks listed when the market was going through a bear market, and the market never really took note of them. A case in point, IRFC, which recently took out its IPO price and then flew up from there. IRCON, there's so many of them, RVNL and all, which had listed when the market was absolutely not in a mood to look at any of these companies. I think that's beginning to change now.
Big declines in Metropolis Healthcare, Sun TV and Aarti Industries. Do you see opportunity for bottom fishing in any of these stocks?
I think all fell for different reasons. I think Metropolis clearly had that IT survey impact. So obviously that's a factor. I think Aarti could be an interesting one because it's now a standalone chemicals company. I think that at some point will become really good. Of course, do consult your financial advisor if you are acting on any of it before acting on any of these. I think among all of them, my sense is Aarti Industries perhaps is something which if it seeks lower levels from here, my sense is investors would come in because now it's a standalone chemicals player. The pharma business will list separately. Those who wanted to sell it because they didn't want to sell the pharma business have already sold it. So this could be the one to watch. This is a special situation stock and could be the one to watch out for.
Any views on Sun TV?
I think on Sun TV, Santosh, it's always a case of, when will its number come? Because almost everyone knows and believes that it's got a lot of value in it. But the problem with Sun TV is it's always perceived as something having a large political risk because of its alignment to DMK. So I think that is the reason that, for example, who knows if 6 months down the line, you have a political, sort of alliance between, say, DMK or the BJP. I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I'm saying what if there is something like this? All of a sudden, you'll see a rally in the stock. So I think some of these stocks move more on sentiment than fundamentals. So they can hence never be part of your core portfolio. You can take trading bets on them, but you can't take them, as part of your core portfolio.
Well, a good set of quarterly numbers from Hindustan Aeronautics as well. Stock has been clearly one of the star performers in the defense sector. Good guidance as well. In fact, the company has raised its margin guidance as well as growth guidance from its repair, overhaul and spare parts segment. What do you make of this stock? And also, is the rally in the defense sector, does it still have steam left?
I think it's getting a bit stretched, without a doubt. I think HAL itself is now a very expensive stock. I think BEL is a very expensive stock now. But, you know, look, I mean, after a long time, these companies are delivering numbers. And a lot of them are monopolies, right? HAL is a monopoly at the end of the day. So, obviously, that helps. I mean, if your approach towards investing is momentum investing approach, then I think there's no way that you get out of these stocks. Then you let market decide it for you. I think what you do in these cases is just trail your stops. Maybe have a 10% from top or 15% from top as your stop loss if you're sitting on 70, 80, 90% gains, Santosh. Because honestly, it's very tough to take any fundamental call on these stocks. You know, you can say it's expensive, but then that would have been true 2 months back as well. So, as I said, it's a purely momentum investing based call that you need to take, and you need to decide your pain point or your trailing stop loss.
Well, the earnings season is now over. So, what are the factors you think will be influencing market trend in the near term?
I don't know about the market trend, but I know what I'll be watching out for over the next 1 month. And that's the FIFA World Cup, which starts, of course, on Sunday. So that's something to keep an eye on. But yes, I think keep an eye on what you know, all these Fed officials have to say. I think they should just keep their mouth shut, honestly, Santosh. You know, because they make contrasting statements. And that impacts market, in live market. I think that's serious. I don't know why there's not enough talk about it. I think it should be looked at seriously. But I think the biggest cue will come from the US market and from the US data.
Well, Anuj, that was a wonderful conversation. And I'm sure our listeners too will have plenty to take away from that.
Thank you, Santosh. It's always good chatting with you, as I said, and today was no different.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of The Week on Dalal Street. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, everyone. Thank you so much.